Thank you.
Oh my gosh, thank you. No, no.
Thank you.
No, no. Thank you.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Thank you. Episode 25.
25. It's a quarter of 100.
Like, that's our goal.
Hello.
Hello.
Skein After Skein podcast.
I'm getting the sit still card.
We have our cards out to give each other silent
cues.
Signals. Wrap this shit up.
Not so silent. If we
done yet.
Read the cards.
Sit still.
Apparently I move around a lot.
So she just got the sit still card.
I do this in meetings too, and I bring this up. I was in a meeting a couple days ago because I was bored and I was trying to stay awake because I kept falling asleep. And so I was spinning around in the chair and I was looking at some charts that I had put up that had sales by segment by state. And I'm like, Las Vegas and the great state of, oh shit, I put down Utah. So apparently Utah, well, Nevada's now Utah. And
Las
I was telling showing someone
Utah.
Else. Yeah, I was, yeah, the Mormon capital of the world. And I'm showing one of my coworkers. He goes, you have Oregon, you have Washington put showing up as Oregon. And another, I go, damn it. I go, so I have deemed Washington. It is now New Oregon.
All right, New Oregon and New Utah.
And New Utah. No, New Utah. I can't get into I have it printed out on one, which I can change, but I have it on the screen on the other one, and my servers aren't working. So it's not, it's still showing up wrong. Here's the thing. The paper ones have been on this up for months,
and
nobody
has noticed. That's how much they look at it.
No, not only do they not look at it, I'm sure our Japanese guys don't know well enough to figure out that it's wrong, but even more so, someone says, well, we're sure the Japanese do know. I'm like, I'm sure the Americans don't know it either. And so I showed one of the managers, he's like, it's up north, it's fine, right?
That's pretty bad.
They don't know the difference in Washington, Oregon.
You know what I do during meetings?
He was like, well, you didn't put it on the other side of the country.
Oh, yeah, it's about here, approximately.
It's just above old Oregon.
Like, somewhat north of Mexico.
Yeah, right. Below Canada. It's all good.
In between on the left side.
Oh,
what I
so
do,
hello, New Oregon.
What I do during meetings, because there is either the option of going on the computer and being completely distracted and not getting anything that's going on, or what I do is I write excessive notes, note-taking. I go to a one-hour meeting and I have 10 pages of notes because I'm like, type. That's the only way how I can focus, because otherwise
I write song lyrics,
I get, you know.
I try to get through a whole song. Like, I'm currently working on getting through without stopping Dear Prudence by the Beatles.
You've been doing that for a while, that one.
Yeah. But I've like, bitched more than my fair share, so I don't get called into meetings I don't need to be in anymore.
Well, I need to pay attention. And if I don't do something... If I just sit there still, we have one person sits there and listens. I'm like, I can't do this. I fall asleep.
Oh, yeah, I was dozing. That's why I started spinning in the chair. And that's why I noticed that New Utah.
Well, welcome, New Utah and
New Oregon. It was Washington until I got a hold of it. So, hello.
Hello. It is May 17th. I can't believe it's already May. We're halfway through 2013.
And do you know what that means next month is? Birth month.
Oh, yes, you do celebrate birthdays by the month.
Yes. Ooh, ooh. Not just La La, because when I heard that she did that too, I'm like, well, I do that. Most Geminis actually do that. We think every year is our year, but we're pretty much like, it's June is my month. There's like, oh, I can't take you out on your birthday. Can I take you out later on in the month? I'm like, it's all the same. It's still June.
It's the month.
Still my month.
It's funny.
Well, it's my birthday, my mom's birthday. Valerie's dad is the same day as my mom's birthday. Her oldest, one of my nieces, one stepbrother, one stepsister, like a step nephew and a stepsister. Like, we're all in June.
Big party.
And aunt.
Big party month.
Big party month.
So are you going to knit anything for any of their birthdays?
No.
Sew anything for any of their birthdays?
I may knit something for my aunt in Milatore in Italy.
All right.
I made her a shawl. It was so pretty.
Stop whispering.
Oh, sorry. That's not a card.
We need a stop whispering
card. I
made
a shawl for her, and it was crocheted. It was a flying diamonds pattern. Really pretty. I made out of Caron, one of the more expensive ones, and it came out gorgeous. It cost me almost...
What was the pattern card?
Flying diamonds.
Okay. Do you have that in your project?
Yes.
I need to look that up.
And it's one of the Caron natural ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I made it in like a dark plum, dark purple color. it almost cost me $20 to ship it. It was like $19 and change. I'm like, I looked at the guy at the post office. I go, I am shipping it to Italy, not the moon.
Like, oh my God. And that's also what's coming up with the washcloth swap, the dishcloth swap that we're having. We have another group called the annual dishcloth swap, and we're organized. We've been doing that for, what, the third year now?
Yeah.
It's send in 5 dishcloths. Get 5 different ones back, but you need to send the self-addressed stamped envelope. But people, international people are participating, and I'm like, you can probably buy nicer dishcloth for the money.
And
you
a
know,
pot.
You can, yeah, right? You can buy, like, you can redecorate your whole bathroom for the money. What it costs
to send them to
them. Send them to you and back, you know?
It's so crazy. I don't know what we're going to do about that. We got to talk about that.
So the dishcloth swap, that's going on since we're talking. Well, nice lead into yarn stuff. Anything exciting ongoing with you in terms of...
Oh, wow. Yes, I am working on some items.
Oh, I tried to avoid that.
I know. So I'm working on the Hug Me Socks by Terry Morris. Oh, I didn't bring them out for some reason. I'm terribly unprepared. It was kind of a rocky week, but I'm working on my Hug Me Socks. Oh my God. Excuse me. I love that yarn.
Those are the ones with the waffle.
Yeah. No, pattern. I like the way you said it before.
Waffle. Yes. Love that pattern.
Love that pattern. And all it is broken rib.
Right.
2 rows. I can't say it.
Oh yeah, it's a pay
pattern.
It's
paid for, yeah. I've made it before in Worcester. This is the first time I've done it in sock yarn, and I'm doing it in that unwind.
What? You make socks in sock yarn?
Crazy talk. But I'm making it in the unwind yarn in her Luxe base, and I looked it up. It's superwash merino, cashmere, and nylon. And
are you going to wear those socks?
Never. I'm going to put them in a plastic bag and, like, look at them.
Those boxes that you had glass, but what are they called? Those,
the UV shallow box.
those boxes that you put like
trinkets
craft
and stuff in.
Stuff
in, yeah, it's a shallow box. And they'll have, like, UV
box,
glass,
right?
On it. They're so, it's a joy to work with that yarn. It's a limited colorway, too, that I bought 2 skeins of. Oh, my God, that yarn is so nice. It's
nice.
Ducky. All of it. They're going to be so fly. And I'm trying to find... So, I remember I made that the teal colored hat for my friend Michelle.
Right.
I haven't seen her yet, so I haven't given it to her. And the more I look at it, the more I don't think she'll like it.
Oh, that's the one, the picky one, the one that's hard to...
No, she's not picky.
The one that has...
The fancy taste.
Yeah.
And I just don't think it's her. So now I'm trying to find another beanie pack. Because she said a beanie. And she said, I just don't like the way it came out. Maybe I know she can't have either one of these.
Yeah, I'm pointing at her finished project sitting in front of us. But...
I love both of these. I'm thinking about making that hat again, just in woolies, because I really like it in woolies.
That one she would love.
No, I don't think she would like this one.
Really?
She may. I don't know. I may just give her my pattern book and go pick one.
Yeah, you know what? That might be actually the best,
yeah,
because then you will give her
what she wants.
What she really wants, and she doesn't know the color or anything.
Yeah,
because
she was like, I don't care what color. She just really wanted a beanie, but I want her to have something she wants. So I haven't made her Kindle cover, so I haven't called her because I haven't finished anything.
Oh, God.
So I'm going to try to finish her Kindle cover, and I'm just going to take all my hat patterns and be like, pick a hat.
So that's
one.
Your thing to pick the next project?
Yeah,
you know, I have the same
thing.
I want
to do a shawl, but I want to get her hat done. But now that I think about letting her pick it, I might just start a shawl.
I don't know what to do next, and I need to do something for the cow.
I know what you
but
should
I
do
don't
next,
know.
But you're not listening to me.
Oh, the Piper's Journey?
Yes.
Oh, sorry, I have to break that one up again.
I love that shawl. I never wear it, but I had so much fun making that shawl. This is the
Why do you never wear it?
Because it's so nice. And I need it in a color that I just don't wear a lot. I needed this. But I'm trying to branch out my color.
Avocado.
And teal and rose. Like, I've worn a shirt in this color 3 days in a row. Like, I'm sure they think I have, like, one shirt that I just keep re-wearing and putting a sweatshirt over. Because I have, like, 3 or 4 shirts all in the same color. And I wore them all back to back.
Nice.
It'll look good in this
I
color.
I have one shirt. It's the same shirt. It has, like... a big stripe, you know, the shoulders and stuff. There's an inset in a different color. And I have it in gray and in pink. And I never feel always awkward when I wear it in the same week, you know, because it's the same shirt, just in a different color. But everybody knows it's not the same shirt because I'm wearing it in a different color. So clearly it can't. I'm not wearing the same shirt.
No, it just looks like I'm wearing the same shirt.
But it's a different color.
No, I think, no. See, that's the thing. Mine are all like this dusty rose or this color. And I wear the same, because I do wear the same jeans, the same two pair of jeans and my black hoodie. And I changed. Really, my shirts up. So I'm sure they're thinking I'm wearing the same shit daily.
See, the thing is, though, I'm working in, like, I think it must be the worst dressed place on the planet, so it really doesn't matter what I wear, because people wouldn't even notice.
Hey, everything I have is V-cut, so I'm like, hello.
Look at me.
I try to distract you with my beard cleavage.
So you don't notice that I'm wearing the same shirt every day.
It's just the same color. I don't do it on purpose. I just really look good in those colors. So I make everything in teal in that color. So I was trying to branch out, and I made that particular My Piper's Journey in that green. And I remember when I bought it, the yarn for it, it was Quinson Company. I was like, do I look good in that color? And I looked down.
I think it would look good on you, no?
Well, dude, I looked down, and the hoodie I had on was the exact same color. I was like, I look great in this.
You look good in any color, pretty much.
No,
maybe
I don't look good in pinky pink. I don't look good in red.
Red?
Mm-mm.
Interesting.
It has to be a very blue.
Like, I was thinking
red.
A strong red would look really good on you. Yeah, it does not look good.
Yeah, everyone says the same thing, and as soon as I hold a red, they're like, take that away from your face.
Yeah.
It has. I can wear red lipstick, but it has to be a very distinct color. Like, I can't wear. MAC makes a couple of different reds, and like Russian red looks really good on fair skin. Like, my friend Charlotte kills in Russian red, but it's an orangey base red. I look like a whore. A clown whore on top of it.
Clown whore.
I look, but my rip from them is, she's right now, clown whore.
Yes, because as the title of this episode, it's just perfect, you know?
It's true. But I wear MAC red, which is a more blue-based red, and I can smash it, but I can't wear...
Clown whore.
But as soon as I put red next to my face, everyone's like, mm-mm, get that away from your face.
Not weird. So,
yeah, my mother could wear red. She can wear orange face red. Red is not for everyone.
Wonder why. Maybe you have some red in your coloring that makes it
look horrible.
Crash.
Yeah,
crash.
And I can't wear super, super pink. I can wear rose, a rosy color, but super, super pink, A, makes me look colossal.
Super pink. Super pink. Super pink. I'm super pinkin'. Yeah.
Wow. Temptation C. Whoa. All right, so what are you working on? now that we've covered my color schemes.
I'm not working on anything of the TKGA master's degree at the moment.
Are you okay? Do you need a hug?
Oh my, I feel...
Do you feel naked?
I feel naked.
Why are you not working on anything?
Because I'm waiting for my last response that
will
say
it, and think
you
back.
Passed. Yeah.
Okay.
And I talked to her on email, so I hopefully I'll...
You should, I mean, come on, that you should pass.
Let's
be realistic. It's not like Bailey's knitting, you know. It's like they're just being picky, like no.
And the other one that I'm working on is the not a bagel bag.
Every time I see that, I'm like, rutabaga.
Rutabaga. It's called not a bagel for me.
Is that what you call it on Ravelry?
That's my project name,
nice.
Not a bagel. The problem, it's a market bag,
yes.
But it's knit.
Yes.
I'm having the hardest time with this one. It's brainless enough that you think you can do it without thinking.
See, I know better.
But it's not, because clearly you find yourself, I'm going backwards more than forwards, because I was like, I can't do that, you know, while I'm doing something, watching TV or something. It's so, the pattern, you memorize that in like 10 seconds.
See, that's
because
why
it's
I never
so
do that.
Easy. But there is a pattern, you know, and you might get thrown, and it's just, going back. And then when you drop a stitch with this, impossible. I've been, you know.
There's a sock pattern called Brainless. Really cool how she does, like, I can't think of the designer, but the instep. It's just, everything is really cool. I'm like, okay, I think I bought it, or I printed out just when I started knitting. I'm like, if it's Brainless, I can totally do it. I've been knitting for how long now, and I still cannot figure that pattern out. I'm like, and not that like I started it and I'm like, I messed it up. Like, I keep looking at a couple of components of it, and I'm like, what the fuck is she talking about?
You know, that's, I had that before.
I feel so stupid that I can't figure this out.
Maybe I should give it a try sometime. I probably won't
be. And watch you be like, I made the whole, I made both of them in two nights. An hour. An hour.
No, what I had one project, this one at least I know, I just have to pay attention to it. It's very simple. One pattern I could not figure out for the life of me was it's called the Sen stash diving scarf or something like that. And it's a scarf. Now I think it was crocheted. Was it crochet or was it knit? Can't remember. But The Art of Sand and Stash Typing. That's the name of the pattern. Hated it. That's the only frocked project I had. And Karina made that, and she was like, "Well, so easy. What are you talking about?" You know, I'm like, well, I got lost on this over and over and over again.
Here's what makes them even great on the brainless socks. On the end, like the first page, of course, it's like a full big old picture of the socks. And when you print it out on the first page, once you turn it, like page two, it's like it gives you a definition of brainless. I'm like,
oh god,
I'm like, oh no,
that's funny.
It makes me, I'll show them to you. Remind me to show them to you because maybe you can make them. If you do, I will buy them from you because they're super cute. I'm like, what is she talking about?
So what I'm working on is the Not a Bagel, and that bag has just been keeping me. I thought it's like, you know, market bag, we'll have that whipped out in a weekend. Not so.
Yeah.
And from now on, all my market bags are going to be crocheted. I don't know which one
she made. She made one out of this, I think, linen, and it's just, I can't think of the name.
Was
it
knit or crochet?
It was knit, and it had a really cute, the way they did the bottom of it was kind of reinforced so it wouldn't stretch out, and the yarn she picked was great.
Well, I love the really yarn cute on this thing, and I think...
Well, that's a lovely project bag you have. Where'd you get that from?
But, the bag is also really pretty. Yeah, I love the bag, cute. You know, but...
Good. I'm glad you're suffering with it, so I won't make that one. Yeah, I've made my one item from the book.
That is my one item out of the book.
I was gonna make the hat, the rib toque, and it cast like out of worsted weight, 100 stitches cast on. I'm like, that's a lot for a hat.
The book that we're talking about is the best of knit scene, the one that had started the whole cow.
Started all. But I've made my one item.
Did you make?
And it's on my finished objects. I made the pinch tat. And it makes me laugh because I named it I Pinch because it was a Honda commercial that had a crab and his whole thing was I Pinch.
I Pinch.
I Pinch. And my boyfriend and I at the time, he would fall asleep. If he drank, he would just pass out. And so one day I was like, Jeff, wake up. And he didn't even open his eyes. He goes, I Pinch. And that was like a running joke. I'm like, hey, stop it. I pinch you. Beach. So I made the I Pinch hat. And can I tell you how much I love mattress seam and garter stitch? Holy shit, that was a lot of fun. And I mean, it is. If it wasn't gathered, it is
so dead. Did it flat and then mattress it together?
Yes. Now, oh, man, do I love garter stitch. If you do it right, it looks seamless on the outside, and then you pull it real tight, and that's when you get the pinch.
You know that in level 2 of the master's program, I have to do like 79 versions of seaming. That is cute. That is adorable.
I love it. And I mean, this is brown sheep line, lamb's pride bulky. Oh,
I love that. Love this yarn. I make a bag out of that.
Hey, why are you trying to
jack
my hair up?
I don't want to take your hair off the hat.
Because you're going to stretch it out on your head.
No, I'm not going to put it on. That is so cute.
It's really cute.
And you could wear it with the thing in front too, right? Like an old school turban diva.
Yep.
And I love the little flower button that you found. Very cute.
Oh my God, that button was like $6.
Yeah, buttons are not cheap.
They're not cheap, but it was perfect. I was like... At first, I was like, I don't know. And then when I put it on here, I'm like, I love it. You know, I love me a button.
I'm a little bit bummed that my ceramic buttons business never took off.
I almost asked you for one for that.
Oh, you could have asked. I would have brought the whole bucket.
Just gone through
40 pounds bucket of ceramic buttons.
But yeah, I love
very
that.
Very cute. It's called the Pinch Hat out of the Best of Knit Scene book.
Can't think of what knit scene one it was. It was recent in the magazines. I don't remember where it was. And my book is in the living room, and I don't want to get up because we don't want the moss to pick it up.
So what's the other thing that you did?
My other hat is the Candy Stripes and Sprinkles hat. that made out of Malabrigo.
Put it on.
Where's the buttons? What I love about it is it has buttons down the
very
front.
Very cute.
And I bought, and this is all Malabrigo. This is Deja, the colorway is worst, Malibu worsted. I mean, Malibu. Malabrigo worsted. Malabrigo worsted in Deja Vu, and then the trim and the button band. Because this too is knit flat. And then this one, instead of seaming it, it has button bands, which I love. So this is actually a working button band.
Right.
Is a color called UVA.
UVA.
It's just a dark purple. And oh my gosh, it's so
true. It's very adorable. Love this hat.
I love the hat.
Great job. You did some good work here.
Thank you. So I am done with all my hat requirements for the Epic Cow Cow.
How many hat requirements is
that?
Two? Three? Three hats? Oh.
My other one was...
I guess I have two more to go.
I love yours though.
My second one, not so much. Which I never entered because it wasn't not so much.
That one was cute though. That was the tension had been really.
Yeah.
That was
I finished nothing.
What?
Because I've been working on the bagel.
not the bagel. You didn't pick a new Ravelry fave.
Actually, it's not on Ravelry. Maybe it is on. Yeah, I think it is on Ravelry. I didn't pick it, and I just when I was unpacking the computer just right now, I found this pattern in my bag, and I love this. I saw this the other day. It's a market bag, duh. You
Crocheted. There you go.
Very pretty. What's it called?
Province Summer String Bag.
Yeah.
And all good totes, it has a baguette in it.
Right. That's why I don't design any market bags, because I don't
really
know where I get the baguette from.
I love me some French. I beat you up for some French baguette. Matter of fact, that sounds delicious right about now.
No, so
this is cute.
What happened is this pattern. It's from
Classic Elite Yarns.
Yeah. Classic Elite Yarn. They had designer is Kathy North. They had sent this out in an email on their mailing list, and this was sent out last week.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, I like this.
Really,
I printed it, and I love it. I'm not sure about the handle, so it doesn't have a long handle, but a hand handle.
Well, how much handle do you need to carry your baguette?
That's true. So anyways, so that's, just whatever. Another,
very cute.
My favorite. I guess it's my pick this week. What's your pick?
My pick this week is, apparently I went on a buying spree for... I don't know. Sometimes when I get sad, I purchase. And apparently, that's why I did this May.
Wow.
And it was all patterns. One book, thing of yarn, and patterns.
Well, I guess your favorites are overlapping with your purchases, right?
Yeah, very much so. So.
And let me do my purchases first.
Yeah, okay, yeah, because this is... Let me get some water. Hold up. Do your thing.
I bought orange fabric. It's orange and yellow. Half a yard to make a bag. And I bought a ball of cotton yarn for a dishcloth. The end.
Whenever you have a week like that, I'm like, I spent $300 on patterns.
That is true, right? Whenever I buy one item, you totally make up for it.
Ancient crazy.
We're not discussing this week, right?
I bought three things today.
Crazy.
That was sad. Anyway.
Well, the next half hour, I'll leave this to Michelle.
Yeah,
talk.
Okay, so let me just start in the order. All these things are my freaking favorite things. First and foremost, I've had, and I'll have to cover this now, Karen from Round the Twist, her last blog, what do you call it? Podcast.
Video podcast.
Yeah, hers went up and it was titled, "It Must Be Something in the Water." And I'm like, usually when people say that, they're talking about
pregnancy.
And she's been making a lot of baby stuff. Sure enough, they're expecting. And she shows up, pulls up, and shows her ultrasound. And I'm sitting at work. I go, why does that say baby one, baby two? I'm like, oh my God, she's pregnant with twins.
Good for her. Congratulations, Karen.
She made a really good point. It totally gave me hope. She goes, a year and a half ago, I was single. And she goes, I got engaged. I started dating. I got engaged. I got married. And now we're expecting our first two children. All within a year and a half.
That's fast.
I was like, there's hope for me. I won't be 40.
You'll have twins.
No, minus the kid part.
Oh, okay.
I have a child. He's over there looking at his junk. We're good. The same morning I'm watching this, my coworker goes, hey, he goes, for some reason I have yet to tell you, he goes, we're pregnant. I go, oh my God, I have to come hug you. So I run around and I totally hug him. He's like, and he goes, I want to get a tattoo now. He goes, because I'm having kids. So I want to get them tattooed on me. I'm like, yeah, I'll send you my tattoo artist information. So
I just remembered something that I wanted to talk about, actually not talk about. I don't know. Because you said kids, tattoo, Angelina Jolie has all the things mm-hmm. tattooed. What do you think of her latest news out there?
What it, which is?
The...
Oh, she got rid of her boobs, right?
Yeah.
Hey, sometimes you gotta cut them loose. Because hers were fake, right?
No, they were real. She had a double mastectomy because of the cancer gene that she had. She had an 87% chance of getting breast cancer.
So she had a double...
Right? I was exactly the same. I was like, oh my God. And then I was like, what would I do if I knew that I have like such a high percentage chance?
But I had a friend in college that had a really like her mother or her grandmother and like one of her sisters. And she was like, I'm hoping for the best.
And she was fine?
All through college, yeah.
Okay. Well, anyways.
Well. Hey, downer. Sorry. We need a card that says no downing.
No, but this was just, yeah, right.
No downing.
No morbid talk.
I know.
No, but I was so shocked when I heard that because, you know, I mean, it's Angelina Jolie and
yeah.
I absolutely love her, you know. I was like, oh my God.
She had great boobs, I'm not gonna lie.
And she's got great legs.
Crazy as a loon, though.
Yeah.
You know how I feel about a husband. So the day after we recorded, or because we recorded on the Sunday, right? The
right.
next day, Crochet. Noro.
We're back at yarn.
Yeah,
now.
We're back at yarn. We're no longer talking about boobs. Crochet Noro came in the mail. I totally forgot that it was on my Book of the Month Club list. It showed
Do
up.
You like it?
There are a couple of, it's for me, it's a book that I just looked through.
Okay.
There's a couple of things in here I do like. Like, I like the hat.
Yes.
I like that sweater thing. And another yarn. There's a couple of things in here I like in another yarn. But for me, you know, Noro books, I just like looking at the pictures
because
like the pretty color.
It's
like
a cave-facet book.
It's like a
cave-facet
book.
You can never, ever make any of this shit, you know?
I mean, you could, but some of it, like this, like, that's pretty. That's, you know. But for me, it's just like, I really love looking
some
at.
Some of it is really in your face, and it's like, wow,
yeah.
My eyes hurt.
I think
there was
better
like
than
a
solid.
Bag or something in there that I liked. But anyways.
This is one of those things that would look better solid. So I got the Crochet Noro. I totally forgot I ordered it because that you just maintain your list and surprise. I went to Joanne.
The Book of the Month Club 1 is something Michelle subscribes
to.
where she gets a book every month, a list like a Netflix list. You fill in the books, they'll send you one, and it's $10, period.
Yeah, regardless if it's every blue moon, like when I got the when Kate Middleton got married. I ordered their book, and that one was a whopping $12, but it was still by Lifetime Books, and it was still hardback. So even if you buy something that's a little bit more, it's like $12. But usually, like 90% of the books are $10, and you just maintain a list, and every month, there's no shipping charge. They just send you the next book on your list, and it's great because I love getting presents, so I forgot I ordered.
So we'll put the link up. We have mentioned this, I think, in episodes 1 and 2 or
and
something.
And maybe 3, yeah.
Yeah, and then haven't mentioned it in a while. So
I went to Joanne's, and I've been eyeballing this book, The Weekend Hats by Interweave Press, and I love their books, and there are a couple of hats, and we're going to review this in a second. There are a couple of hats in here that I've been eyeballing for, like, since this book came out, and I finally, it was on sale for 40% off. I was going to use a coupon, but it was on sale, and I was like, yeah, let's do this. So I bought that this past weekend.
And we'll review that in a minute. So what else did you
and
find?
Then I went on like this, I bought some sheepish yarn.
Yay.
Yeah. And then I went on this pattern, like, free-for-all. So I ran across this shawl called the Metallurgy.
Metallurgy,
which is a study of metals, and I was like, I love that. It's really pretty because I love the edging on the shawl, and it's by Very Busy Monkey. And then when I went to buy it, it was like, you know, you can either buy the shawl pattern or you can buy the book, the ebook. I was like, let me see what's in the ebook because every so often you run across something you want
right.
all of them, and only 2 have been released out of 4, and then the next 2 are coming out, 1 in May, 1 in June, and I love the 2 that were in there. I'm like, buying it, so I bought. All 4,
book?
And so I still have 2 to come.
It's called Shawl Collection 4, The Elements by
Very Busy Monkey Designs. And this is metallurgy and dendrology. I didn't look it up to see what that was.
Dendrology.
But it's so
Does this
pretty.
Have to do with dendrites?
I don't know. I didn't look that one up.
The metal
shawl one.
The metal one. I after you told me that you got that one, I looked it up and I looked through the project. I have to say, I really love it in the color that the pattern is made.
Malarigal sock.
Liked it better than all the others in there in that color. It has to have that whatever.
I might do
shaded
it.
Shaded grays. That
I might do it in Netherlands.
Shades of gray.
Oh, no. I saw that on Wednesday night too. But they have a product line apparently. I'm thinking about doing this in, this is the sample and the pattern is Malabrigo sock. I'm thinking Madeline Tosh because it has
what color?
Either gray or like blue something, because you know how it has that multi-color change to it.
Stick with the grays on this one. It looks so fantastic in that color.
I don't know. We'll see. Because I it's made the same way that Piper's Journey's made.
Mm-hmm.
You do the body and garter and then you pick it up. So you're not doing miles and miles of lace. The lace is done on
the
edge. Oh, I just about freaked out when I bought it and saw that. And then the other shawl in here.
Dendrology?
Yes. That one is your standard top down. But I love the lace on here. Like, ugh.
Pretty.
So I can't wait to see the other two. So I bought this. We're not going to talk about how much it costs. And then I was like, oh, I'll make this hat for my friend because I don't like the hat I made for her originally, the Hapa hat.
Hapa hat then, by Yoko Johnston.
But then I decided I really wanted to make it in that yarn that you dyed and you call it ash brown.
The ash brown?
Because it needs an air on it, an air and weight, and I think it'll be really pretty in this. So she wants a washable hat, so I won't be making that for her. Then my coworker told me he was pregnant, and then I bought this one.
This is called the Sprout Blanket by Hannah Breeze.
And I realized, do I really like him enough to make him and his wife this blanket after I paid for it? I don't know why I haven't made my mind up.
So this hat reminds me of the modern garden a little bit with the leaves.
With the leaf motif, yeah. What I like is it comes in four sizes.
Oh, no.
It comes in short beanie, short hat, long hat. So one of them's wider, and then it's really cute. So you kind of get four hats for one, which I really appreciate.
Nice.
And then I bought the Sprouts blanket, which is so cute. And I figure if I don't make it for them, I'll make it for Bailey.
Okay.
Pomonji. And we'll talk about this later. I had just recently been turned on to Tilly from Tilly and the Buttons.
Right.
And then I found, what you call it, Gertie from, I can't remember her website, but Gertie mentioned.
Oh my God, where did I just?
Gertie was the link I sent you from for the Great Britain Sewing Bee.
Right. That's what
she mentioned Tilly in something she did.
We'll
get to that.
To Gertie.
Yeah, Gertie's great. I'm going to buy her a book. But she mentioned Tilly, and I looked at her site. I was like, oh, I got to remember Tilly and the Buttons. So I really like her aesthetic.
I get the Tilly
and
the Buttons.
And then she showed up on the Great British Sewing Bee. I was like, Tilly!
I get her blog. I've been subscribed to her
Tilly's
blog
oh.
forever. She's great.
She's adorable. So I bought the Matilda.
Blouse button,
sewing pattern. Man, the American dollar is not doing well in Europe because the exchange sucked. I was like, shit. I'm like, that's okay. So I bought this blouse because it's really cute because it's kind of tunicky. It has pin tucks down the front. And I love a loose-fitting blouse over skinny jeans and slutty shoes. Because you kind of give up. You're like, oh, I'm skinny, but I'm not a whore. But I have funny shoes. But
I'm a clown whore.
I'm going to wear Russian red lipstick. But it's cool. You do have to piece it together, so you have to cut all the pieces out.
Nice.
But it's really cute. It has buttons down the back. And you know I love me some buttons down. I love buttons on everything. And so I'm like, oh, it has pin tucks. I've never done pin tucks. And what's cool about it is on her website, you can go to the gallery where people have made it and she shows it, and so you get to see everything.
Nice.
It's like Ravelry for this one pattern.
Right.
You can see everything. And I was like, oh, I have it. Like some girl, she just posted over the past couple days. She did it in pink, but the top part she did in like a pink lace. It was really cool. Someone did it in black and white polka dot. I was like,
whoa,
I'm in. Black and white polka dot. I love polka dots. So I was decided, I'm thinking blue and orange. Because we know how I love that color combination. I know your insights are turning.
Oh, like the 76 gas station again.
Damn straight. More blue than orange. What am I missing? Oh, no. That's it. I didn't pay. This was free. But I brought this. This is the Moss Garden by Agnes.
We are back at
Kudas
yarn.
Curses. It's a shawl. It's a half circle shawl. And I have that something blue. And I'm like, when I picked out my something blue, which is the camping Elizabeth Zimmerman shawl.
Oh, yes.
I was like, oh, this looks like I can do it. I totally skipped the last chart. I didn't even see the last chart when I decided to start it. And then I looked at the last chart. I'm like, I'm sure I can do it. I don't want to do it. Oh. So I'm going to change it to this one.
See?
It's still a half circle. It still has lace. It just doesn't have a ridiculous...
It's very pretty. Again, I cannot see it because it's in green and I don't like the green color here.
Yeah, we got to get you past that.
I just can't see it. It's probably really cool in another color.
I think it's going to be beautiful in the blue that I chose. It's the Tide Pulled Heather by Knit Picks. What are you looking at?
There are more patterns by Agnes Cutus Carices.
In the back, yeah, I love them all.
There's one called Amethyst
that
looks
really pretty.
Awesome.
The one below it I like too.
Right, Berry Yogurt Shawl. We'll link up to them.
Yeah.
Oh, all of them are cool.
Yeah, I really like her patterns. By the way, if you don't follow Craft Stash, at least follow her Instagram. Her snowflake sweater is the business. She is doing such a good... Kim, you are smashing that sweater. She posted on Instagram today, and I was like, what? What? Like, I want to ask her what size she is so I can just take it from her.
I was watching her podcast. I was catching up a little bit. Love her podcast.
I watched it at Webs the other day.
Yeah.
I get
oh, my God. It was so awesome. But no, it's great.
I love her.
That is Craft Stash podcast.
Her and her
video
adorable.
Podcast. Yes. He's funny.
Instagram is where it's at. And someone mentioned me. Who was it? It wasn't Green Woman. Oh, it's Molly O'Malley.
Molly O'Malley.
She follows me on Instagram. We follow each other on Instagram.
Right. And she's
like, girl,
like,
your hair is killing me.
And she's like, Eve, you need to get on Instagram. I'm like,
Because I put all my, you know, most people on Instagram, they put all their sexy pictures up. I put all my crazy hair pictures up, like, right before I'm going to do my hair. And it's like, told, like, last night was huge.
maybe I'll join Instagram.
Yeah, do Instagram. I follow Amy Beth from Fat Squirrel. I follow Kim from Craft Stash. I follow Dana from Unwind. You get to see other parts of their life. Like, you get to see Dana's cat and, like, her spinning. You know, you get to see Kim's husband. You know, it's really cute. It's cute. It's fun. There's a lot of pictures of Bailey. Someone put her like, is that Bailey? I'm like, that's my monkey. Because I come out of the shower and he sleep on the pillow where I sleep. Like, where I put my head. I have a queen-size bed, and he sleep on my... And he didn't even bother to look at me. He was like, yeah, bitch, I'm sleep on your pillow.
That's what they all do, the cats.
We
often wake up with, like, crampy shoulders and necks because we have to look like lay crooked in the bed because the cat is there. I woke up the other day, and my husband was trying to get up in the middle of the night,
mm-hmm.
and... He couldn't because one cat was laying on one side and one cat was on the other side and he was trying to get out. In the meantime, he lifted up the blanket and I got cold and I woke up. I'm like, put that blanket down. And I'm cold. And he's like, I can't get up the cat. I'm like, their cats just throw them out, you know? And they'll, you know, just get up. They'll go flying, whatever.
If I wake him up and he's not ready to wake up, I get this face. Why are you moving, woman?
Yeah, but you know, it's a cat. It's a dog. We love them all, but, you know. Okay, let's discuss the book.
We have a book review.
Weekend Hats.
By
25 Knitted Caps, Berets, Cloches, and More by Cecily Glowick MacDonald and Melissa Labar.
I like the hat on the front.
I love the hat on the front.
It is called, we're not nearly as organized as the Knit Girls. They have pages marked. I'm like, I like all the hats. I like these
They also knit like 400 items a week. How do they do that?
You know what I realized what it is? You gotta just cast on. Just do it.
Oh, big please. I have been working on that for like 2-3 weeks now.
I was determined to have both my hats done. I was like, I'm going to be done with the hats. The next time we record, and I just cast them both on, and I cast it on my socks. I'm like, I'm just going to do it. Once I start, I'm just going
to
do it.
I'm
but
determined
anyway.
To have the back done, damn back done the next time we meet.
Page 19, Everdeen
Beanie.
Like Pita from Hunger Games.
Everdeen.
So cute. It looks like it's based on the Cookie A Potamus socks. And there's a sock, a Cookie A sock in this pattern that started this pattern. I believe it was Cookie A. There's a fingerless mitt in this pattern. There's a sweater in this pattern. And now there's a hat in this pattern.
Everdeen Beanie.
By, I can't read that up. What does that say?
By Tannis Gray.
Very cute. I believe it's Worsted Weight. And what I love about interweave books, they tell, because you know how some patterns are like, oh, we use this pattern. And you don't know what weight it is. If you want to substitute, they tell you what they use, but they also tell you the weight how so much? You can substitute it. Yeah. So this one is a DK. I know that because it says light, number 3, DK weight.
Nice.
So actually,
the model is a little child, right? Is that a child?
No, or a woman.
She looks like she has a child face,
yeah,
doesn't
she? Yeah,
she
has a young girl face.
What else do you like in there?
I like a lot of them, but my favorites are
I like that one, Fair Isle.
Oh, which one is that one?
Not
this one?
That one, the other one. That
the
one.
The Chroma Cap?
Chroma Cap by Mary Chain Mucklestone.
Ooh, it's a Barocco Ultra Alpaca. That's my favorite hats in that stuff. It's so nice. It's a worsted weight, but it's a light worsted weight. But this is cute.
Pretty.
My favorites in here are the, let me get to it, because this is the reason why I bought this.
Oh my God, we're talking about so many patterns. It'll take me 4 hours to get the show notes up with all the links. People better look at that website because I'm putting so much work
wow,
in there.
Wow, the Solitaire Beret is the number 2 reason why I bought this book.
Solitaire
by Natalie Larson.
Beret. Yes.
A, I love my, she makes that hat that I love so much, the Starcross Beanie. Beret, that's her pattern. I love her hats. This is the Solitaire Berets and the worsted weight. Oh my God. It's reverse stockinette and a cable down the side. Ugh, love
it's
it.
Very
pretty, simple,
very
but really
pretty.
Cute. Really, really feminine. And then the main reason why I bought this book is the Rouge Beret by Susan B. Anderson. Oh my God,
hold
this
on,
beret
on,
is so
on,
cute.
Oh, sorry. No, we just lost the bit of recording.
Why were you touching stuff?
I know. Okay, we're talking still about the Rouge Beret.
We're still on the weekend hat. I'm now on the Rouge Beret by Susan B. Anderson. This hat is so cute. A, it has pleats. B, is top down. I love me a hat that's top down. Oh my God, it's just so girly and feminine. I think it's gonna be really cute. It's done in DK weight. Oh my gosh, I love this hat. I know. Amy Beth did some hand spun, and she made this hat. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I can see how this might be nice in a
That's
in
really
a,
girly and sweet.
I don't actually don't care so much about the, and I normally like natural colored hats. This one would be nice in some more color.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. But there's some other really cute patterns in here. Those just happen to be my favorites and one of, almost called you Jill. One of E's
Jill.
Favorites.
Hey,
Jill.
Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. But there's some really, like, all the hats, like, there's some guy hats in here. There's a couple of guy hats in here. Some old school, this kind of beret, some lacy stuff. Like, it's a really, honestly, this one's cute. The Topiary Beanie, I think, is really cute. Makes me think of
Topiary Beanie.
I always say Topiary, and I know that's wrong, but Topiary. This is really cute. Very simple. Has a nice little, if you went to foray into doing, like, a lace detail. This really suits.
Yeah, they're
cute.
Very, very nice. That's actually definitely a book if you like making hats. Definitely
this
worth buying
too.
This one. The Greenery Beret
cute.
By Melissa.
I like the little lace
Lamar.
Pattern. She's pretty too. I love
so if
right
you
now.
If you like hats, that's a good
and
book.
If you use hats for like gifts, this is a good go-to. Oh my God, I need to make a gift for someone. And you have 25. I mean, there's a hat for everyone. Like that guy hat, it's really cute, as is he. Hello. But yeah, there's like I said, there's some guy hats in here. This really, really cute.
25 of them.
25 really cute hats. I mean, there's not really an ugly one. There's some I like better than others, but really cute. Goodbye. Really, really, really goodbye.
There's the one hat I don't like with the ear flaps.
That hat, if the Semolina ear flap hat by Carrie Bostick Hodge. I think that hat would be cute. I would make that hat and take the ear flaps off and put ribbing on it.
Yeah, I don't like
it.
I'm not a big fan of ear
and
flaps.
And that's the thing. I love ear flaps. I just don't like the way the cables go down and there's no ribbing. I'm just not a fan.
Yeah.
But I think, like, if you look at it here, this is a cute cabled hat.
Right.
As soon as you see the ear flap, you're like, what's that going on her face?
Yeah, it looks like a helmet.
Yeah, it looks. That's the problem. It looks like a helmet. That's why this needs some ribbing and what you call it. No ear flaps.
Yeah.
Boom.
No ear flaps. Good. All right.
It was made out of Clinton Company, the example. Damn, God, their yarn is so bomb. I love their yarn. Don't even get me started. I'm not buying anything else for the rest of my life. My birthday's coming up.
For the rest of this month?
Yes, you got, for like, 2 weeks.
13 days.
Because I'm gonna, there's some specific stuff I want to buy myself for my birthday. So
it's my birthday.
And I'll purchase if I want to. Purchase if I want to.
You would buy purchase too
if it happened to you. We are very sing-songy today.
What are you reading? Did you sew anything this week?
No, I did not sew.
Did you crochet anything this week?
No, I didn't crochet. I did all knitting.
We're so, like, biased towards knitting this
week. No, I was just thinking about my Elise shawl and how I want to work on that, and that's in crochet. Mm-hmm. And I purposely added something else. I purposely added that to my Epic Cow Cow so I would have at least one crochet item on there.
Oh, that's your
option.
Whip.
Yes, I am still reading World War Z. Have you finished?
I finished.
Okay, don't tell me about the end. No. So far, my two favorite parts are the Chinese in the submarine, which I thought was bullshit. Oh my gosh, my friend Gypsy has been waiting for me to get to that part. She goes, have you got to the Chinese? I'm like, I haven't got to the Chinese yet. She goes, oh my gosh, tell me. And when I got to the Chinese, I was like, shenanigans. Oh my gosh. I could not put that part down. And that was like a whole nother story in the book. And the one about the girl that, the plane crash girl.
Oh, that was my favorite.
Her.
That was my favorite.
The
because
way,
the
you
ending
never
of
see
it.
The ending coming down. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm sitting,
that one was my absolute favorite one.
And it makes you think too. Like that one, you're like, what the hell? My favorite part of that whole story was, get off your fucking ass and run. Like I saw that coming. Because when she said, get off, I had to turn the page. I was like, in my mind, I said, get off your ass and run. And when I turned the page, that's what she said. Because I was like, get your ass out of there now. That one was so well told.
That was so...
And the ending of that one was amazing. I was like...
I was like, I would like to hear a spin-off book
just
like
on her
story, right? She is my absolute favorite.
Her, and the way she wraps that up, you're like, she has a point, but so does everyone else. But she has a point. I was like, crazy. Yeah. Didn't I tell you the fact that he is telling these stories in all these different voices and that... Freaking women from
and
50 Shades of Grey couldn't tell one story from one point of view really well.
but the thing is with this book.
My dad can put them up all day.
with World War C, I think the audio version is even, it's an excellent book. The audio version is even
I
better.
Do anything
because
at work.
You know what? They're telling it, and they
yeah.
don't have just one person. They have all these famous people doing all the different
oh
voices.
Gosh.
It is so amazing because you feel like you're really there and you're hearing a live report. It was amazing.
Aren't you glad you read it?
I'm super glad. I love
I'm about
that one.
73% through, but when I was reading hers and I was reading about the Chinese,
what did your friend say about the ending?
She didn't say anything about the ending.
Okay.
She just told me she really liked the story about the Chinese. And she didn't tell me why. And then when I got to it, I'm at work reading, walking. I literally stopped. I was like, freaking shenanigans. This is bullshit. I go, so, oh, I was pissed. The whole story, I was like, what? And then the end of that story, I was like, oh my God. That was another really well told. Like, that
this,
man
these,
is good.
There's all these individual stories, and they're all very well told. I mean, it's really, really
he's
good.
He's really good. Like, I would love to see him do something else because. He's blessed with the gift of writing. Like he knows how to, like, I love being sucked into a story. And then like, I would have never, both of those stories, I would have never seen an ending. Like I thought something totally different was going to happen with the Chinese. And I was like, what? Who? Oh shit. Really? Oh dang. Oh, okay, cool. Oh God. Like that was me reading that. And then with her, I was like, I felt like I had been running with her the whole time, you know? Like, I was tired after reading her story. I mean, he can craft the shit out of a story. And that's, people, why do you read? That's why I read. I
because,
love that.
Because you get up after reading the book and you look around and you say, oh my God, is the...
Are the zombies
know,
coming?
I've gone through emotional upheaval and now I'm back in this world because that's what a good book
that's
is,
what a good
know?
Book should be. A good book, you should have to blink and go, oh yeah, I'm at home.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I read Needful Things by Stephen King, and I'm not a big book reader like that, but the way he started that story, have you read it?
No.
Okay, so you can read his books and not have to read them succinctly because he, what you call it, he will reintroduce you to people if they come from another book. And so you open the book, and before you even get to the actual book, the page says, "You've been here before."
I said, "No, I haven't."
And so you turn to the page, he goes, "You've been here before. I never forget a face." And this shop owner sits you down and introduces all the major players in the story before you even get started. Part one, page one. I'm like, hell yeah, I'm in. What's up?
Okay. Stephen King is an excellent writer. I was reading, he was writing a column for, I think it was Entertainment Weekly or one of those magazines. It was The Pop of King.
Okay, The Pop of King.
And it was always my favorite part of that magazine. You know, it's like, oh, what to say? But then he stopped. I was like, oh, well.
He's been writing forever.
He's good.
But that's why I read. It's just like, I love, when I finished that book, there was a part in that book that freaked me out so bad. And I was in this room back in the day. I literally had my back against the bedpost because I didn't want to get eaten by the guy that was playing with the rat. I was like, I'm cool, yo. I don't, him, Dean Koontz. Oh my God. There's a book called,
by who?
Dean Koontz.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, crap. I can't remember the name of this book. Phantoms. Holy crap. I'm reading that book, and every time the lights went out in this freaking mountain town, something spooky happened. I stayed up till 4 o'clock in the morning trying to finish that book because I didn't want to have to turn the lights out. But I finally went to sleep, and you know, I finally turned the lights out, and I prayed that the Lord, do not let the darkness eat me. This is not how I want to go out. Because he spooked. I had to stop reading him because he was spooking me out. I got Bloodfire, I think was the other one. I got about 75 pages to the end, and I put it down. And my best friend thought, she goes, "Why haven't you finished this? It'll take you like 15 minutes." I go, "Man, when I put that book down, the walls were fucking bleeding and talking. I'm cool on that shit for a minute."
Did you eventually finish it?
Yeah, I finished it. It was creepy. The walls were talking. I'm like, I'm out. I'm like, I can't deal with that.
Like, what was that, Bloodfire?
But I think it was called Bloodfire. I was like, the walls are talking. And I think they were bleeding. I was like,
funny.
No. Well, but that's what it's like. I love getting sucked. That's why I read.
Yeah.
It's like, you look up, you're like, oh, shit.
I'm not there, you know?
I'm like looking for zombies. I'm like, oh, crap. Oh, wait, they're not real. Cool, cool.
Oh, my God. You know what I was cracking up so.
Is the ending good?
I'm not saying anything at all.
God, that was a neither good or bad.
I'm not saying anything about the end.
I'm concerned about the white zones with the frozen zombies. They kind of keep me up at night. I'm like, oh God, the frozen zombies are going to come.
No,
here, so.
The oh my God, I forgot the name.
And
now.
The Redeker plan.
The
brilliant plan. Horrible, but
the
brilliant.
The Imposers. Oh, you're not there yet. Why can't I remember what they called them?
The Redeker plan is horrible.
But it makes
but
sense.
But it makes it. And when you
logical.
Meet him, do you remember meeting him? I was like, what the hell happened with him? Oh, I was like, I don't know. I don't know what happened. I just don't know what happened. Like, I don't know. But that plan is absolutely freaking horrible, but it makes complete sense.
And that's what his whole thing was, the emotional,
because
complete detachment, emotional
how
detachment.
How did we fix this?
Right.
I mean, I understand why the Chinese weren't down, but it works. You know, your plan clearly isn't working. Clearly, I'm like, you're failing epically on a global proportion. This is not working. Shenanigans, the Chinese, and that. Oh my God, that part was so good.
Well, anyways.
We highly recommend that book. I'm not
World
even done.
World War C.
By Max Brooks.
I'm currently reading, and this is, again.
When I saw the new book, I was like, damn it, she finished World War C. I was so pissed.
Well, you know, it's easier listening to it than
reading while you're
working. I actually had this with me on the iPhone, and I was listening to this. I would go to the bathroom and quickly put in the headphones so I could listen a minute longer, you know, type of thing.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to do.
Sucked in.
And we're not zombie book reading.
Not at all.
Girl.
Not at
it's
all. I don't
really
think I've ever read a single zombie book. I'm not interested in that genre at all.
Me either. But this book is freaking brilliant.
What I do usually is when I read a book like that, I afterwards go to some podcast, catch up on that front, and then I start something completely different, and that's what I'm doing here. I'm doing The Power of Habit. And this was recommended to me by Sadaftar.
Sadaftar.
And right now I'm just.
We have to have her back and let her talk more.
Yep. And right now I'm just at the very beginning, and it's talking about the psychology of habits, and they look at the brain and which.
21 days.
You know.
And
yeah.
Break it.
Yeah, 21 days to make or break a habit, but. Anyways, I will let you know more.
Yeah, after
about
this,
that.
I'm freaking reading the guy. I read that book. I suck at no. I read the book. Shit, My Dad Says. He writes another book called I Suck at Girls. It seems happy and not like they're zombies. So I might read that next. Just to move on to a happier note from my whole zombies eating everybody.
Yeah, let's
and it's
on.
Not a gory book. It's not a gory book.
No, it's not.
It's brilliant.
Good.
It's just really good. As you can tell, we really like it.
Sundry. Ruth.
I love Ruth.
Okay.
Look at the baby room.
I got two emails, or I was talking to people. I talk to people a lot on Ravelry by email back and forth. Ever? No, I don't respond immediately. It'll take me 2 weeks
there.
Or so, But I do like. So, one person I talked to from Australia, her name is Peacock Mom, and
she looked out of her kitchen window
in Australia. And we talked about she had to pay $75 to mail something in the States. Ridiculous.
Dude,
a scarf. Last time I mailed a lightweight scarf to a friend in the States. It was $75 to mail. And although it was airmail, took 3 weeks to get. She wanted to participate in the dishcloth swap. I'm like, for $75, are you crazy?
Yeah.
You know? No.
We'll work something out.
But she looked out her kitchen window and there were kangaroos.
What? There's a Joey in the pocket. It's
that
so cute.
I'm going to put the pictures up because she sent me a picture of it. So that was cute.
And then the wombats.
And then there is.
I kind of want one.
Amanda. And her name on Ravelry is Windsong Farm. And the reason I started talking to her is, what is that animal in your Ravador? It looks so cute. It's a wombat baby.
So precious.
Her name is Missy. She has been with me for 5 months. I'm a foster rescue mom to Australian wildlife. Currently, I have two baby kangaroos, Jack and Chill. They're still in pouch, and the little wombat girl. So she has this rescue. How cool is that?
And how cute are Jack and Jill?
And she sent me a picture of Missy and Jack and Chill.
Who's on the bottle still.
And Jack and Chill are still in pouch. And what that means is, no, she does not have the mama kangaroo because the mama kangaroo got lost somehow. We don't know how, but they are in this, man-made
little pouches.
Knapsack
yeah,
pouches.
Yeah, kangaroo bags.
So adorable.
Look at the face. Look at the face.
Don't wake him up.
Oh, he's knocked out. My dad was here all day. He kept him up.
So adorable. I'm going to post this as well. All of you out there, we are just super excited about kangaroos and wombats.
Yep.
If you're in Australia.
We love you.
We love your animals too.
And your hot men.
Yeah. And your hot men.
Yeah.
Epic cow cow. We have our first giveaway.
Basically, what
it's
we decided.
It's
going to
be a battle.
Yeah. Battle to the end, or at least
battle
the 25.
Battle to the death.
Okay, don't bleed on the website. Basically, this was Eve's idea, which I think is great. We are going to give away the pattern of your choice up to $10 for whoever posts the number 25, the 25th completed project in the Epic Cow Cow finished objects thread. And
excluding
us, which is fine.
Yeah, we're not.
Clearly, I don't have a problem paying for my own batteries because I just kind of go ape shit. I'm like, I want this. Do I really want to make this after I paid $16 for four?
So basically, if you are participating in the Cowtel, go into the photo thread. If yours is the 25th project
with a picture.
With a picture, yes. No, well, you're only allowed to post with a picture.
Well, there's someone that's been posting without pictures, and I left them up because I'm thinking because she said what it is, but she's not putting the pictures up. But
we need to delete that. That's not.
Yeah, she needs to add some pictures on there. So the 25th picture, that's not counting ours, gets
a pattern of their choice under up to $10, and we'll contact you. And now.
Wait, what are you showing me? I didn't do it.
Sit still and not done yet. That means I'm going to talk. Michelle sent me a link last week of the most awesome television
show ever.
Oh my god, not done yet. Quiet, let me talk. No. It's so cool. It is called
The Great British Sewing Bee.
Yay!
It's so awesome.
It is on YouTube.
We'll
link in it, and it's only 4 episodes. And
next season's gonna be longer.
It's cool.
And it's like Project Runway minus the bitchiness, and it's more about, because you know on Project Runway you can have like you can hot glue gun stuff down,
right?
Like it's not like that on this show. They like flip your stuff inside out,
and they actually give you little tips and tutorials for the people who watch this. And it's also different because the people who participate are not professional designers. They are just people who've been sewing all their lives. Yeah, and they get
Anne's
like
my girl. Anne's my girl.
Awesome. They get,
she's a monster.
They get, for example, one of the challenges is you get a pattern.
Yeah.
And you just need to make a simple A-line skirt by the
pattern
or whatever it was,
skirt.
You know. And then you have to embellish it.
And they show you what it takes to make an A-line skirt and what they're looking for.
Right.
And, you know.
It is so wonderful.
And they get so much time. It's like, I've never cranked out a skirt. And I'm sure I could, but I've never cranked out a skirt under pressure in that amount of time.
Right.
But, like, one of the guys on there, he's like, she asks him, she goes, have you ever made an A-line skirt? He goes, I've never made any kind of skirt. And they had to put an invisible zipper, which I've never done. They didn't have, so they have time to make whatever the pattern is, and then if they have extra time, they can like embellish it.
Right.
The next one is kind of like a flash challenge where they have, what's it say? Where they have to, oh, they have to upscale, they have to upcycle something. Like,
right.
I like the one with the skirt. Have you seen
I
the one with the skirt?
I did not like the one, I've seen all of it now.
Okay.
So I do not like the one with the bag. That one I found was the most
that
boring.
That was hard, though.
It was difficult, but it was hand sewing. They had to embellish
a bag
with hand sewing.
Hand
but, that was but what it is, this.
Wait,
this,
there was the third part is, no, but the third part is that so you have to do from something directly from a pattern, and they nail people for not
right.
doing the pattern, like with
and
the
they
zip,
go
the fly zipper,
and check the seams and everything.
Oh yeah, dart points, all that stuff. This is not Project Runway where you can glue shit
right.
together. And then they do a flash challenge, which they get like an hour to like
do
they get,
something.
Yeah, they get something plain, and they have to change it, and make it better.
Right.
And then the third
and then
one,
they have a big challenge. It's the third one, like
they
have
they
to make
practice,
a blouse or
a
they have
silk.
To make a jacket or
yeah.
an evening dress or whatever it is.
Yeah.
What
but they
I
get
love,
practice
I absolutely love the show. And first of all, their accents. I just love to listen to British accents. It's
Lauren
so cool.
and her like Northern European, her Northern British accent that
yeah.
almost Cockney. Like I love her. Like sometimes I don't understand what she's saying all the time. But
so
like, what'd
so
she say?
That was one thing. Is
I love her.
The other thing is, and you know what's funny? My husband totally watched that entire, all four episodes with me and enjoyed it. First of all, there's a little old lady on the
Anne.
First season, and he loves little old ladies because
she's
whenever
awesome.
She comes in, he starts smiling and grinning and giggling away. I'm like, I think, girl. So it's the same with
But you know I loved her? She was calm.
She was so, but she always stuck to her plan.
Yeah,
and
she had a plan. She knew
simple.
What she could do in
yeah.
her time,
and
she
made
stuck
it.
Through it.
She was, and it was meticulous, her work. You know?
Oh, my
it was amazing.
God. It was like stuff coming off of Saks Fifth Avenue, some
right?
of the stuff she did. And what I loved about her is she's, we'll tell you, she's 81. She's been sewing for 75 years.
Right.
And it shows you what experience can do.
She
I mean,
was,
she
was she
knew
amazing.
Her talent. She knew
right.
what she could do in the time that she had. I mean, her shit
so whenever
was
she
perfect.
Would come on screen, Ashley would sit there, like start smiling, you know, like you know, little lady.
I was
here.
The same way. I was so excited every time she came on screen. I was like, oh my gosh! And Lauren and Tilly and Mark, I love him with all the pets, the piercings.
So cool, those people. The other thing that we noticed when we were watching this was, and actually my husband said it. He's like, oh my god, these are not. There's not all this. Bitchiness like on Project Runway, and you know what's very different, and this is I don't know if it's an American versus British or if it's just a type of people
mm-hmm.
Where on Project Runway they would sit there and be like, well, that other person's crap is shit, ugly,
oh,
blah
no,
blah blah.
Gosh.
They would totally diss them. Here they would be sitting, they'd be like, oh well, I fucked this up. Oh no, they don't say, well, this is bloody ugly, you know.
That woman, she was rolling, she's like, oh my gosh, this is horrible.
Yes, they talk about their own stuff and they're like, okay, I really messed up. Horrible.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
and giggle and just there's not all this
and then they
drama,
had a break
you
and
know?
They would go have tea and coffee together and
like,
Tilly talked about
tea.
It yeah biscuit
Aww.
And tea Tilly talked about she goes every time I had a chance to sit at Anne's feet and just listen to everything she said and there's one of the episodes where Lauren kind of panics and
right in the final
I cry to see about it and Anne's when she goes you're good
she, yeah
she goes,
and she goes and she comforts
and she
her,
hugs her.
And stuff, you know it's
like
it's,
I'm crying to see about she's like you'll be fine
I cannot wait. She sent me that link, Michelle here sent me that
like,
link.
Like, I'm crying.
I was,
she was so sweet.
She started to cry. So she sent me this link while I was at work, and I was like, oh, let me just I watched the first episode at work.
So did I.
Like 10 minutes at a time. I would start up something that needed to run. And while my work is running, I'd go and like watch 10 minutes secretly.
We had like a lot of executives.
So good.
We had a lot of executives in that weekend and they were, or that Friday, and none of them, like they had taken all the measures and I had gotten through all my stuff. So I sat and watched the first episode. I felt so bad.
And then I came
home so
and I watched the.
I purposely figured out how to link because my TV has YouTube capabilities. And I've had this TV for almost a year, and I hadn't figured out
just
how to
for
use
this.
It. I was just for the show. I'm like, I'm hooking this shit up.
Oh, the other thing is, this
oh
is
God,
all on YouTube.
So
all four episodes are on YouTube.
On YouTube. In
awesome.
Great quality, because on my
yep.
screen it still looks
good
great.
Quality.
But really, really, really great show.
It's
and
called
the, host
the Great,
great.
Britain Sewing Bee. Oh, the host Claudia. I love her. I think she's so pretty.
Ring a ding ding. I love her when she's in it. Well, ring a ding. I
she's,
love her.
She's so pretty.
She knows
right?
nothing about sewing. She,
yeah.
You can see she was slowly picking stuff up, which I thought was great. And Patrick, A, he has like an engineering degree. I love him. Oh my God. But he is, I mean, he has an eye. I mean, the shit he looked for. Like,
yes.
Oh my gosh. He has such an eye. And he is like, and he tells it like it is. He's not bullshitting you. He's like, well, that's unbalanced.
Oh my God. And in the, I don't know if I don't want to give too much away.
Oh, are you talking
one,
about
the model? My model has an odd shape.
Oh, and their models, like, they have, like, human real girls.
Yeah, they have real
people.
Type of, you know, all ages
like, who
and
was
stuff.
It? Killy, she had a black girl who was really chesty.
Right.
You know, so they had to fit people. It wasn't like you just get to throw this on a mannequin. Like, they had to fit real, well, not size 2 models, but they had to fit like me and you.
Right.
You know, which was makes it harder.
And one of the challenges was always, the second challenge was always to make it fit. The third one,
had
make it fit the real person. They could practice the pattern at home, but
like,
then they had to make it on the real person.
But did you notice... And everyone took bus, you know, the
yeah,
big car
took
bus.
Like 47 measurements.
Yeah, she was like, okay, put your arms like this. And then she measured her. I mean, she took vertical from that.
Right.
I mean, she, that woman, I just want to send her stuff and go, make this for me. These are my measurements.
I just want this show to be on again already. I'm sort of like craving
oh
it.
Oh my gosh, that show was so good.
So good.
We found it from Gertie. And Gertie was like, she goes, this is not my favorite show. Behind My Little Pony. And Gertie's badass too. Like that stuff. But yeah, thank you, Gertie, because dude, did you notice after we watched it, the Knit Girls, they just like the week later they started watching it.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. It must have just hit YouTube because like now everyone has seen all 4 episodes and it's just like everyone loves it.
It's so good.
It's
so amazing.
Is there an hour piece?
Mm-hmm.
And it's
no
just,
commercials.
No commercials. And it's just like quality, like it's so different than like Project Runway, but it's the same make stuff.
But
like,
so much better than Project Runway because
in
you
a
don't
different
have
way.
All the drama.
No drama. I fast forward all that anyway.
Maybe the thing is was this is still new on Project Runway. We sort of were worn out because we're on season 11 now.
But
you
I've
know,
missed so
like,
many seasons.
I've watched them all in like Netflix.
There's a couple I've missed. And I've missed all the All-Stars except for one.
I saw the first All-Star and I didn't like
Mondo
it.
The Mondo one?
Yeah.
That's my man. He should have won his season.
He should have won his
Everything
season.
Everything he did
right.
was badass.
He should have won the whole season.
And he would put stuff together that I would never wear. Remember the one where he did the, he made his own fabric with the plus sign? And it was
oh, right,
purple
right,
and
right,
yellow.
Right,
and
right,
he
right.
put the black and white check on. When he did that, I was like, that is going to be horrible. When it turned the corner, I literally got everyone, all the contestants were like, oh, and he has a
Who
knack.
Won that season?
That
I
girl
remember.
That did the boring runway show with...
Irina? No.
No. That's another
because
one.
Because I liked her.
I didn't like her, but she knew how to put together
right.
an outfit.
Right.
But no, some other girl who... Used
and she then had in Vogue Knitting some designs.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Because she was a featured designer in Vogue Knitting. She did
Everything
some knit for designs.
Everything Mondo did was well done and kick-ass. I mean, everything he put on the runway, he should have... easily walked away with that.
He did well for himself because after Project Runway was over, he was hosting and critiquing the Oscars, the red carpet thing, you know. So
and then he came back and won All Star, which is all
right.
money.
But you know what? All Stars, I didn't like. I guess it's because Heidi wasn't there, you know. And in the latest Project Runway, even though I liked the new designer, it's not Michael Kors. Michael Kors is missing.
Oh, the Orange Duchess?
What?
They call him the Orange Duchess because he tans like Oompa Loompa orange and he's kind of royalty bitchy.
That's funny.
But I love
that.
What's his name? The guy that replaced him?
I like him too, but I still miss Michael Kors in his Queeniness.
That's what they call him, the Orange Duchess.
That's funny.
Wait, I love he came back as a guest judge, and I like that he had gotten
behind the few. I haven't finished the last season.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, cool.
I will tell you that he does come back as a guest judge, and it was really cool to see because he hadn't been seeing them all season. And he came back with, you know, Michael Kors' perspective and Michael Kors' comments.
Yeah.
But, oh, you got to watch the season.
I'm halfway through.
See, I watched, what I would do is I would record it. And then I would wait for it to be done, and then I would watch it later that night. So I could fast forward through all the bitching, fast forward through all the commercials, because all I want to see is them sewing, and I want to see them
the runway
and the critique. I totally agree with who won, hands down.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say anything. I was a big fan of the person all the way through. I wasn't on their team initially for them because I didn't like them as a person at first, but they told, like, and then the more, you know, they stayed on, the more I was like,
I'm glad the blonde guy is gone, because he was so sweet. I loved him.
The Australian guy that lived in
I like London. The guy, what's his name, with the mustache. So
yeah,
he's Daniel. He's still on at this point where I'm at.
He
upset
me
know
in the reunion show. I will say that much. I was like, what the hell? I love Two needs to learn from Anne.
Two is gone in mine already, so.
Two needs to learn how to sew. He's a decent designer, but his sewing skills are so... He would not survive on the Great British.
Sewing bee at all. All right, anyways, we're at an hour and 10 minutes.
Oh my gosh, because we went on and on about the books and on and on about the great...
The Sewing Bee.
If you take nothing away from this episode,
The Sewing Bee and World War Z.
Yeah, easily. And, oh, we want to say hi to Squee the Swede. She, Eve saw a couple of months ago, she put up, almost a year ago, she put up for the sewing challenge. She put up a YouTube episode.
Yeah.
And dude, I love your barf bag, your floral barf bag. When you said that, I literally laughed out loud. But it's so much. It's full circle for me. I love it. I was like, yes. Right. And she's like, she goes, it holds all the projects. She's adorable. I think she's super cute.
Yeah, super, super nice.
Hey, honey.
Hello.
That's it. I crossed out everything.
Yay.
I love how we like dropped our pants. We're like, done.
Well, try to be, if you're in the cow, try to be number 25.
It needs to be a picture and it needs to be completed. That includes, you know, weaving it in, sewing on buttons.
And you'll be very happy if you are, because you'll get a pattern.
Yep. So, are we going to clap? I guess we're done. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, that was funny. Well timed. Oh my God, stop that. Yay!
Bye, y'all.
Bye.